Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still here.
And we are continuing with the Christina Liu Show and talking about, one, we were talking about what a wonderful guest we had with Kathleen Ott, talking about that the show goes on the air thanks to the hard work of Dan Cox, who is the director of the radio, but also does the TV editing, which is amazing. And just to go over some of the things that are happening in the town right now, Christina, are there any more of those drive-in theaters, drive-in movies coming up?
Yeah, so there's the drive. I mean, it's really exciting. We're in phase four, you know, so a lot of things we have, you know, are opening and, you know, it's obviously things look different, but it's really exciting that it's happening. We just had last weekend was a stop event program, which was really wonderful. So that's a program I know we all love. So that was well attended, which was great. The drive-in movies, we have the next one is coming up on July 18th. That's going to be Jurassic Park. And that's at North Hempstead Beach Park in Port Washington. So you can catch that. And then the following Saturday will be Space Jam, which is also at North Hempstead Beach Park. You can let cars are able to come in at 8 p.m. You need to reserve your spot though.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sorry. The drive-in, I have not been to one of those yet. I mean, I went to drive-in movies a long time ago, but how does that work? Like, do cars line up out on the road and get steered into a parking spot? Or?
Yeah. You'll be directed. There's little, like, individual spots. I mean, I haven't seen an actual North Hempstead one, but I've seen, you know, pictures of what they look, and that's, you know, it's specific spots that you'll get.
My understanding, Otto, is you're getting a reservation to get in.
Yes.
You're not getting your spot.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you wanted the middle center, that's not happening. That's just going to be
local. Yeah, you can't, right.
So the very first car is going to be put in the very front. Mm-hmm. The very last car is going to be put in the very back.
Mm-hmm. Is there a limit in terms of if I have a nice big SUV and I park it in front of your Volkswagen bus or bug, and now I can't see the screen because you got this big car?
I also think too, the way
good point
the screen is that it's up high enough, you know what I mean, that you can see. So when you're in a regular movie theater, you know, the way that the screen is positioned, it doesn't, you know, it's not as terrible like you would think, like, oh, if this person's in front of me or so on. So they work and they give you, you know, it's via the radio, you could hear it and so on. So I've heard really great things. Like I said, they've been selling.
You know, Christina, you're probably right there, because if they put it 10 foot off the ground.
Right.
And I'm not going to be bumper to bumper with you. I'll probably be 4 or 5 foot back.
Right.
Looking up.
Exactly. It's not like it's eye level, you know, the thing. So like I said, I haven't heard any complaints.
You hear the sound through your car radio.
That I don't know.
Yep. Yeah, they through your car. Oh, you'll get a channel. When you get there, they tell you what channel you tune in on, and that's how it goes.
That would be station, by the way, on a radio.
Yes, station. That's right. It's funny because
technology for the terrified, Christina. You started it. You made a monster.
You know what it is? On Sirius Radio, it's called channels. So I'm a big Sirius gal. I want people to definitely check out. It's great. And they really picked movies that are good for the whole family and any age. So that's really exciting. Next week, we are actually starting with our first live show, which is crazy. So that will be July 24th, right? That's starting live next week, right? Is it July? Yes,
yeah,
July 24th. Anna Kaplan. So we're having Senator Anna Kaplan is going to be on, who is very near and dear to our hearts at North Hempstead because she was a councilwoman. And so she will be on the show. And then the following week, we have on Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, which is really exciting. I mean, Nassau County has been doing amazing stuff. And it's certainly the proof is in the numbers, you know, how everything's been going in New York. So hopefully we can maintain this. So she'll give us some updates on that end. And then in August, we have Kyle Strober, who is from the, he's the executive director of the Association for a Better Long Island. He will be on, we have two on August 14th and 21st, we're doing some repeat shows. And August 28th, we have on Ron Fatullo, who's going to talk about how long-term care planning has changed and what you need to know. So there's been a lot of changes going on. We're just trying to stay informed. And obviously, we'll promote this along the way. And if you miss any episode, you could always go onto our website and listen to that. So it's really exciting stuff. Great guests coming up. It should be exciting to do a live show next week. So check that out.
And we're into September. You have one so far for September?
Yeah, so the September we have on Barry Klitzberg, who was our Medicare guru. So there's been some changes going on that he's going to talk about and different concerns that have actually come up to him because he's also been working remotely during the whole pandemic. So he'll talk about that. He reached out to me and I said, we'd love to have you on because he has great information. So that's the first week in September, which is crazy that we're even talking about September. I can't even.
I know, it's amazing.
Wow, and then 2 months after that, Election Day.
That's right. So it's a lot. It's coming rapidly. You know, it's amazing. Everything is certainly rolling. I also want to encourage everyone that the Project Independence Advisory Committees are continuing to meet virtually. They're really, really well attended. There's a bunch of different dates, obviously, in your specific region. So if you call 311, you can register, you know, for this, and then you will get sent a link to and you just have to click on it. It's real easy. Otto can tell you. You just click on the Zoom link. And it's great. We've had speakers and different. You've had your new Hyde Park already this month, right, Otto?
I unfortunately could not make
it. Oh, you weren't at that one.
And unfortunately, I can't make the next one either. I'm going
to
be
on got vacation. Some nerve, New Hyde Park, scheduling it. You'll have to buzz into someone else's regional. Yeah. Just switch regions.
But I have been on all of ones prior to that and will be on the next one, I believe, in September. They'll be back at it. What's interesting is normally we did not have advisory committee meetings in the summer, mm-hmm. but they are having them because of Zoom. And, different time, different need.
No, and we noticed we also felt, you know, there's been so much, obviously, that couldn't happen over, you know, summer months. So we were just all met and said we think, you know, we asked people's opinions and people wanted to, you know, have a forum to stay connected. And certainly it's, you know, there's constantly new information coming out all the time. So we figured that was the best way to get out all the information and, you know, then everyone could spread the word on it. What's happening in town.
Yeah, and the office buildings are closed, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're not even back in our office yet. I mean, we may be back next week, we'll see.
Oh, really, that quickly?
I don't know, it changes every week. So it was supposed to be this week, you know, so I'm just kind of rolling with it. So we'll see. It's all kind of every day is a new day. So we shall check it out, but unfortunately it's not open up to the public just yet, so. We're trying to figure out, you know, meetings are being had, you know, kind of the future of things, you know, our building especially had a large amount of senior groups would meet there.
Right.
You know, so obviously we have to kind of figure out how that's going to work. Senior centers aren't open yet, you know, so like I said, everyone's kind of just trying to figure out different ways to what the new normal
is. You can't just open a senior center and let everybody back in the first day either. I mean, it's bad enough we're going on with the kids trying to figure out what's going on with the after school programs. Seniors have a worse issue. Yeah. And, you know, they're used to having 20 or 30 in the class. And then many of them come for lunch program, saying great, Nick, what I'm talking about. So you have 200 for lunch. I'm making up a number. So we say 50 can come this week. The confusion is crazy because I'm going to forget to give those 50 people food because they came, or, you know,
it really has to be like a well thought out plan. And
that's
the bottom line, you know, it's always better. I understand. And listen, I have my moments where it's frustrating because you kind of want like just an answer. But the bottom line is you have to step back and it's so much better. I mean, look at just alone the success New York has had, you know, because there really was a really well thought out plan. You know, I was laughing. I was talking to my mom yesterday because we love, you know, concrete information. And I feel like, you know, it wasn't like, all right, well, let's try this, see how it goes. You know, it was very specific, you know, and even with the schools, you know, Cuomo, there are specific criteria and it has to be that way. And that's what it is, you know, so there's no question about it. So at least it gives you something to kind of wrap your head around. It's like, all right, let's like, you know, dabble in it and try. And I think that's where a lot of these other states went wrong, because they, you know, it wasn't, you know, this methodical kind of opening, you know, which is hopefully continues in,
you know, long term. Even when the North Hempstead buildings open, I don't think that assures that people are going to show up for these meetings either. I saw an interesting survey that was in Newsday, I think, where they asked people that if the gym or the movie theaters were to open up, are you going back? And 9 out of 10 said no.
Not really.
Yeah. So just because those places are going to open doesn't mean that people are going to be pouring into them. Mm-hmm. And that's not good for people who are in those businesses, frankly. You know, it's going to be a rough run, I think, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, the bottom line is, too, it's just like time will tell. You don't really, you know, it's hard, you know, when you're in it. You know, like I said last week, even being in this place, you know, in a phase four where you are able to do certain things, see people, go to restaurants, whatever it might be, you know, it seemed at the, you know, months ago, even a month ago, it like, I couldn't even imagine getting to this place. You know, everything seemed so heavy and doom and gloomy and stuff. So all I could say is you got to kind of just ride it out. And just take one day at a time, because it unfortunately.
But the negative, unfortunately, is the way the numbers are jumping.
But not here.
As we're reopening, we're jumping.
No, but actually not. No, they actually, like, not in New York. Like, that's what is the most amazing thing. Things are increasing. You know, I mean, things are opening, but the numbers haven't been jumping as Cuomo. Because I was watching his thing yesterday. He was expecting things to be.
Right, but the difference with Cuomo, Cuomo is opening now. I'm not saying it's going to jump or not. Florida opened, they basically.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the problem. That's what I'm saying.
So
in other
we're
states.
A couple of weeks behind. New York is a couple of weeks behind. People are out there without masks, and they're a couple of weeks behind.
Well, I think the problem is in these other states is they did not mandate masks, and they didn't do phases like we did. So Florida, my friend, everything opened, right? So, like, they had, like, certain things, but you could still kind of, I knew people that were going to the gyms, like, at the same time, you know, so it was, like, this hodgepodge of stuff. You know, which was opening, you know, too much. And I really think, like, the bottom line is the whole issues with the mask. I think the fact that we have to wear masks are really saving things. And, you know, that's what I think is amazing, is the fact that if you just wear a mask, you know, these things, if everyone just plays their part, we can. And it showed in New York, frankly, that you can still do these things and have these, you know, stuff be opening and not rise if you just have masks and wash your hands and do certain protocols.
You're right. I agree with you 100%. What we're going to do now is going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.